Pro-Palestinian abandoned Biden group commits to ensuring Harris loses election. By Nick Gilbertson on August 23, 2024. The pro-Palestinian group Abandoned Biden revealed Friday that it embarked on its Abandon Harris campaign earlier this week. The campaign is devoted to ensuring Vice President Kamala Harris loses the presidential election. The group, which remains registered under Abandon Biden, announced in a release their mission is now laser-focused on exposing and opposing Kamala Harris and her complicity in genocide. The group, which asserts that appealing to the conscience of the Democratic Party is a waste of time, wrote that the party has shown it has no interest in ending what it calls a genocide in Gaza. They are not mere bystanders, they are active participants in this brutal, unforgivable violence, the press release adds. They have no moral compass, the Abandon Harris movement writes of Democrats. There is only one path forward, abandon the party of genocide and ethnic cleansing. Stand up for dignity, integrity, and humanity because they won't. The group is committed to ensuring Harris loses the 2024 election and to make it clear that anyone who runs on a platform of genocide will be condemned to failure. They call on others to help hold the Democratic Party accountable for the bloodshed in Gaza as a result of the Israel-Hamas war. The movement started back in October after Israel responded to the October 7 Hamas terrorist attacks with a strike, ABC News Detroit notes. The release comes after a week of intense and frequent anti-Harris protests at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Protesters, including independent presidential candidate Cornel West, held up signs reading Abandon Harris outside the convention's security perimeter, as Breitbart News documented. It's for the country and the world, West told Breitbart News about his sign. But in my interpretation, it means those of us who have a deep love of precious Palestinian people in solidarity with their struggle against vicious genocide and ethnic cleansing in apartheid-like conditions. It means any politician who does not speak against that genocide will not receive any support, West added.